Zok the Halakha Mishnah Vayter Masechtas Menachos Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Hakoyim Mitzvas Mincha. The Kohen does Kmitza on a Mincha. Lechol Davar She'ein Darkei Lechol. Now, on the one hand, he's thinking to eat something after the Zman. But to eat what after the Zman? To eat things that aren't usually eaten, but they're burnt on the Mizbeach. For example, during the Kmitza, he's thinking that he's going to eat the koimetz or the levina after this month. But you don't eat the koimetz or the levina. You never do. You put it up on the mizbeach. Or, ulahakter davashein dakir lahakter. Let's say that he's thinking, I'm going to burn something after this month, but something that's not meant to be burnt, like the leftover part of the mincha, which is meant to be eaten. In either case, the din is kosher. We don't count these machshavas. We say but ledatoi etzel kol adam, zayzak de batanura. For it to be pigel, he has to think about eating things that are usually eaten after the zman, or being makter things that are usually makter after the zman, not the other way around. So the Tanna Kamma is kosher, that it's mamish kosher. Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer paisel. Rabbi Eliezer says no, this milch is not good. I had in mind to eat something which is not normally eaten after the Zmana, to be makt or something which we normally don't burn on the Mizbeach. So the Batanura explains, if you look closely at the Pasuk, I see Halt Rabbi Eliezer, you see in the Pasuk that the Pasuk refers to both the eating and the burning as eating. The Mela, when it comes to pigel, even if you mix up the two, and you have in mind to eat something that's supposed to be burnt after the Zmana, to burn something that normally is eaten after this man, it's still pigle. Vayter zok mishnah lechol davar shedarkei lechol or lahakter davar shedarkei lahakter. If he made kmitza with the kavana to eat something that is normally eaten, which is of course the shiari mincha, the rest of the mincha besides the kmitza, or to burn something that is normally burnt, but pachas mekazayis, his kavana was about less than a kazayis, to eat less than a kazayis of the shiari mincha. Or, let's say, to burn less than a kazayas of the koimetz. The din is kosher. The mincha is kosher. You have to have at least the kazayas to make it pigel. But let's say his kavana during kmitza was lechol kachatzi zayas, to eat half a kazayas, ulahakter kachatzi zayas, and to be makter half a kazayas, zakta mishnah, still kosher. Ah, you have a total kazayas, yeah, but we can't combine the two. She'ein achila vaktarim etzdarfit. His kavanah about eating half a kazayas and his kavanah about burning half a kazayas don't add up, literally. And even Rabbi Eliezer, who's medayik the fact that the pasuk uses the lashon achila for both, holds in regard to this halacha, no, you can't connect it. So again, somebody did kmitza on a mincha with the kavanah to eat something after the zman that is normally not eaten, like the koimetz, or to be makter something after the zman which normally you don't put up on the mizbeach, like the rest of the mincha. Tanna Kamma says it's kosher, Rabbi Eliezer holds it's pasul. He dashes the fact that pasul uses the term achila for both eating and burning. Incidentally, what did the Rabbanan hold? Aye, the pasul uses the term achila both for eating and burning, so maybe if you have in mind to eat something which is normally burnt, or you have in mind to burn something that is normally eaten after the zman, it should be pasul. So the Rabbanan say no. It's true the Torah uses the term achila for both eating and Haktara on the Mizbeach, as if the Mizbeach was eating. But that's to teach me a different halach. That just like when it comes to eating, you have to have a kazayis. If not, it's not pickle. It's even kosher. The same is true for the machshava to be makt or something after the zman. You also have to have a kazayis. But the Rabbanan said, you don't see from this pasuk that if you have in mind to eat something which is normally burnt, or burnt something that is normally eaten after the zman, that it should be a problem. If he has in mind to eat something which is normally eaten and to be makt or something, which you normally do put up on the mizbeach after the zman, but less than a kazayas, it's kosher, even if he has in mind a half a kazayas of each, it's still kosher because you don't put together the achila and the haktarah.